The Arizona Music and Entertainment Hall of Fame is celebrating its newest class of inductees tonight, including a handful of the state's most well-known artists. The ceremony will feature all three acts and the venue. Whenever someone asks me, who are some famous musicians from Arizona? Chances are I'll say Jesse Coulter, Jimmy Eat World, or Linda Ronstadt. Oh, and of course the Gin Blossoms. Tell me, do you think it'd be all right?
To be recognized by your peers where you came up may be the greatest honor.
Jesse Valenzuela is the guitarist for the Gin Blossoms, a band that is credited with helping to create what was, at one time, known as the Tempe sound. For many people, this sound, often called jangle pop, is synonymous with Arizona. Valenzuela says that for him, the music goes beyond that, but he remembers his salad days fondly.
Nobody had a car, we had a band van. And I remember we would all go grocery shopping on Mondays, because we always worked Tuesdays through Saturdays and had Sundays and Mondays off. There just wasn't a worry in the world.
Next on the docket of inductees is Nils Lofgren, known for his solo work and also for playing guitar with other powerhouses, like Bruce Springsteen and Neil Young. Southern men better keep your head. While Lofgren didn't grow up in Arizona, he spent the last two decades of his almost 50-year career here in the Valley. He feels a deep connection to Arizona, but doesn't necessarily see his music as rooted in just one place.
That's kind of more of an internal spiritual inspiration that can happen anywhere. And, you know, to take a seed of a song or an idea or be inspired working with others, you kind of get carried away by the musical creation, regardless of where you are.
Lofgren's induction is one he seems proud of, though he's overwhelmingly humble. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2014 for his role in Springsteen's E Street Band. So how did he wind up in Arizona? Well, he fell in love with a woman in Arizona named Amy. He first met her when he was playing at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park.
She wasn't there to see me, but we visited and I tried to get her to go to Boston at 6 a.m.
It didn't work.
And then 21 years ago at the Rocking Horse after a show, she walked up and said, "Hi, remember me?" We started dating and that led to 21 years here. This is a right away letter.
I gotta mail it today. Mark Myers is the president of the Arizona Music and Entertainment Hall of Fame. He says this particular induction ceremony is unique.
So this will be the first time we've had three inductees of their stature actually play music at their induction. And let's not leave out this Liberty Theater.
That's right. The theater itself is being inducted.
It's been here since the 60s. Everything from Broadway plays and musicals to classical to jazz to contemporary and boxing.
The final act to be inducted is the Meat Puppets. The group's music is sometimes called cowpunk.
There's no reason not to think of all this stuff that's come out of here, and I'm pleased that they're getting down to, you know, our little scene.
That's bassist Chris Kirkwood, and that little scene is full of depth. The Meat Puppets reached their own level of success in the gritty style of music they helped carve out, but they also played a pivotal role in influencing grunge giants. Here's the band's song Plateau, covered by Nirvana. Many hands scaled the grand old face of the plateau. If you're not as familiar with the Meat Puppets, you might not hear their wide variety of influences. Here's Kirkwood.
The company that will be in there with us, cool as well. From like Marty Robbins, you know, and Wallace and Ladmo. I mean, and, you know, if I'm going to be in a Hall of Fame, it definitely tickles me to be in there with Wallboy and Ladmo.
But it wasn't just Wallace and Ladmo that left an indelible mark on the band's members.
I don't know. I've just kind of always seen Phoenix as kind of, you know, just kind of the a mutt of a city. And in particular, it's in the desert, in particular the Sonoran Desert. You know, it let us develop our own sound in a way. And it was certainly our, like, you know, our little psychedelic laboratory.
Some things will never change. Sarah Ventry, KJZZ News, Phoenix.